Mrs. Alexander on 9-1.
My dear.
Hello.
Been so long since I talked to you that I thought I ought to call you. I felt a little sentimental today. How you like Memphis?
Fine, thank you.
You got a good governor down there. I'm proud of Tennessee.
Sure enough, but...
Buford Ellington.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad of the election yesterday, and I hope you get to meet him sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Are you feeling all right?
Yes, I'm doing pretty good. I've had a little virus.
Well, I haven't heard of you in years, and I just felt so lonely for you and need you so much and so on and so forth. And
well, I think of you, Goody, you're good. I know you've got a heavy burden.
You're not coming to the wedding?
No, I thought we'd kind of sit low here because in Fort Worth, you know, everybody knew who I was. I was bothered a good deal. So we thought we'd be up here where it's a little bit quieter.
Mm-hmm. did they give you hell like they do Lucy and Linda all the time?
They sure do. In fact, they drive by this house all the time. But I haven't, you know, been out and create any disturbance, and I think maybe we'll die down here.
Mm-hmm. If you have any good antique places there that you know of, I want to give Vicki, a girl works for me, it's getting married after Lucy, and I want to give Lucy some little things that would cost me anywhere from $100 to $300 or $400. I don't know, an antique clock or an antique pitcher, silver pitcher, or anything that would be a good buy that would be have some style and class. I think the way you did those two houses at home, just out of this world, and you're going to be prouder of them than anything you've ever done except to raise a sweet girl. I saw yesterday, the Sunday, was 1,100 and some odd cars, and last week it ran about 8,000. Just think about it, that Stonewall thing, 8,000 cars, that's probably 30,000 or 40,000 people in 1 week. And they all just go away thrilled to death.
Well, honey, I did it partly for you, but mostly for Mother and Daddy, because I figured if one of the children that knew them didn't do it, you know, on the taste, that I knew what they liked.
That's right, and well, and it wouldn't really reflect them, you see.
That's right.
And it's just both of them out of this world. Bird just thought it was the finest job that was ever done, and she sings your praises. Every statement she makes, she had when she opened it, talked about opening it to the people last time, she said that you'd done everything about it, and just I was so proud of what she said in her little speech about what you'd done. But anyway, what I called you about now, I got to run to go to a choir to practice a damn wedding, which I hate to do, but mm-hmm. I thought, Vicki's not married until next week, but I thought you might, if you had a little time, get in the cab or something, and look around, get me a silver pitcher that could be shipped up here. Big platter, or some good old clock, or maybe an old chair, they're a little harder. Maybe a rock marble top, something that wash basin, or a little closet, or a towel that you put your towels in, like I saw one or two of those. You've got a little marble top thing in one of those houses. Maybe a rocking chair like that one Mama had that was, you know, quaint and dainty, that would be nice for a house. Or maybe, perhaps, an old silver pitcher or, I don't know what else. My taste's not any good, but maybe God bless this home, or maybe things that they had back there that these girls that are marrying would love to have in their little... Vicki's going to live in her Georgetown home, and it's kind of quaint, and Mary Margaret would like to get her some. She's got a little boy named Lyndon the day before yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
They give me more comfort, she and that little Chiquita.
Uh-huh.
And Jack's here all the time. He kind of looks after me.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind looking, and if you run into anything, just to... drop me a little note and say it's being shipped, and I'll send you a check immediately.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll look. We're getting ready to go to Jackson, Mississippi, and down that way in a few minutes.
Well, you might find something there.
I'll look while I'm down there, and if I find anything, well, I'll let you know. No.
I would put no limit on it, but I would say generally it ought to be from 50 to 500. Mm-hmm. And I'd get two or three of them if you could. And the less bulkier, the easier you are to get them, you see.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I love you, and if you can ever come and quietly, I'll arrange for your plane. To, if you won't fly, I'll arrange for the train or do anything. I'd love to have you come and visit
with me. Well, I'll be thinking about you all tomorrow.
Bye.